You're listening to WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. Urban renewal was often framed as the sacrifice of existing, mostly black neighborhoods, for the good of the community. But that approach to redevelopment in Knoxville has extended beyond urban renewal and beyond low-income black neighborhoods downtown. WUOT News contributor Heather Duncan has the story.
Black neighborhoods in West Knoxville have also suffered from redevelopment policies tied to the expansion of the University of Tennessee.
We began to see other families moving out, and I remember asking a question, why are the Joneses moving, why are the Harrises moving? And that's when I was told that we had to move because the University of Tennessee wanted that property.
That's Jamesina Washington. Her family owned a home in a neighborhood once called West Knoxville. She can still rattle off her neighbors, including a black firefighter and dentist. Their homes were destroyed by the Yale Avenue Urban Renewal Project, which launched in 1962 as UT's enrollment ballooned. The project doubled the campus's size by relocating 393 families who live between what is now Andy Holt Avenue and Fort Loudoun Lake. White people owned most of the property, including Victorian mansions. But there was a middle-class black section near where Thompson Bowling Arena is now, Washington says. The homes were a source of pride. Her grandfather built a driveway and garage for the family's two cars. He made sure the house had curb appeal. He made the curb himself.
He would pick up these slabs of marble, bring them home. He leveled off the area right in front of our front edge and put the marble down. And he made the sidewalk.
After the neighborhood was demolished, the university built Fraternity Park, recreational facilities, and buildings for theater, music, and communications, plus parking. Though UT abandoned a plan to expand into Fort Sanders after pushback from white residents, the school leapfrogged north into Mechanicsville. That mostly black neighborhood surrounds Knoxville College. Bob Booker wrote a book about the history of Mechanicsville.
Mechanicsville, I guess from day one, was kind of an upper-class neighborhood for black people because of the establishment of Knoxville College there in 1875. And at the same time, Clinton Chapel AME Zion Church was established that same year. And the first black county school, the Fairview Elementary School, was established there as well about that same year.
But throughout the last century, government decisions eroded Mechanicsville's housing and its black community. Interstate 40 construction destroyed many houses. Desegregation led to the decline of Knoxville College and the closure of most neighborhood public schools, plus the park that had hosted Negro League baseball games and the city's black swimming pool. Charles Wright, president of the Mechanicsville Community Association, says widening streets for the 1982 World's Fair wiped out black-owned homes and businesses. He says many current residents now believe UT will build dorms on the old Knoxville College campus. And Keshia Lamine earned her doctorate at UT studying the long-term effects of urban renewal on Knoxville's black community.
One of the things that I remember hearing when I was doing my research was that the university and the neighborhood cannot coexist because the university is going to continue to expand and eat up the neighborhood.
UT moved some of its administrative offices to Mechanicsville about 5 years ago. The property had been used as a Tennessee Career Center, helping residents find jobs. Locals say it was also touted as a space to incubate small neighborhood businesses. Instead, it was sold to the university. For WUOT News, I'm Heather Duncan.
Losing Home, Black Neighborhoods and Urban Renewal is reported by Heather Duncan. Tyson Jordan mixed the audio. Funding was provided by the East Tennessee Foundation's Hope in Action Fund. Special thanks to the Beck Cultural Exchange Center for help and guidance. Learn more about urban renewal at WUOT.org.